Listening Library presents Magnus Chase and the Gods of Asgard, Book 2, The Hammer of Thor, by Rick Riordan. Read for you by Kieran Culkin. Chapter 1. Could you please stop killing my goat? Lesson learned. If you take a Valkyrie out for coffee, you'll get stuck with the check and a dead body. I hadn't seen Samira Al Abbas in almost 6 weeks. So when she called out of the blue and said we needed to talk about a matter of life and death, I agreed right away. Technically, I'm already dead, which means the whole life and death thing didn't apply, but still, Sam sounded anxious. She hadn't yet arrived when I got to the Thinking Cup on Newbury Street. The place was packed as usual, so I queued up for coffee. A few seconds later, Sam flew in, literally, right over the heads of the cafe patrons. Nobody batted an eye. Regular mortals aren't good at processing magical stuff, which is fortunate, because otherwise Bostonians would spend most of their time running around in a panic from giants, trolls, ogres, and in Harriar with battle axes and lattes. Sam landed next to me in her school uniform, white sneakers, khaki slacks, and a long-sleeved navy shirt with the King Academy logo. A green hijab covered her hair. An axe hung from her belt. I was pretty sure the axe wasn't standard dress code. As glad as I was to see her, I noted that the skin under her eyes was darker than usual. She was swaying on her feet. "Hey," I said, "you look terrible." "Nice to see you too, Magnus." "No, I mean, not terrible, like different than normal terrible, just terrible like exhausted." "Should I get you a shovel so you can dig that hole a little deeper?" I raised my hands in surrender. "Where have you been the last month and a half?" Her shoulders tightened. "My workload this semester has been killing me. I'm tutoring kids after school. Then, as you might remember, there's my part-time job reaping souls of the dead and running top secret."